This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. The first shipments of humanitarian aid have begun trickling into the Gaza Strip after a ceasefire ended an 11-day conflict between Israel and Gaza's Islamist rulers, Hamas. Meantime, both Israel and Hamas have claimed victory. There's an expectation that the ceasefire will stick for now, but unresolved issues remain, including an Israeli-Egyptian border blockade now in its 14th year that's choking Gaza's more than 2 million residents, as well as a refusal by the Islamic militant Hamas to disarm. U.S. President Joe Biden acknowledges there is no easy path to getting North Korea to give up its nuclear weapons, but reaffirms his ironclad commitment to the U.S. alliance with South Korea after talks with President Moon Jae-in. The IMF proposes a $50 billion plan to end the COVID-19 pandemic, aiming to expand global immunization drives, just as Latin America and the Caribbean pass 1 million deaths. Hundreds of Greek firefighters battle a forest fire near Athens for a third day in a row, but bring the main front of the blaze under control as weather conditions improve. Hackers have stolen data on about 4.5 million Air India passengers around the world in this latest breach reported by a major airline. After going through a series of name changes and much scientific and political discussion, the EU digital COVID certificate comes into use on July 1st. It will use data on coronavirus vaccinations, tests, and immunity to help usher in a return to summer tourism and non-essential travel across the 27-nation bloc. And the Eurovision Song Contest returns today to the Netherlands after a year off due to COVID. This is VOA News. Animal rights protesters are blockading four McDonald's distribution centers in the UK in an attempt to get the burger chain to commit to becoming fully plant-based by 2025. Animal Rebellion said Saturday that trucks and bamboo structures are being used at the distribution sites to stop trucks from leaving depots. The group said it intends to remain at the sites for at least 24 hours, causing significant disruption to the McDonald's supply chain. It says the protest will affect some 1,300 restaurants. Meantime, this week's rousing U.S. stock market debut of dairy alternative Oatly underlines the appetite for vegan products. On the waterfront, the lush volcanic hills surrounding Volvic in central France have long been a source of mineral water prized worldwide, but locals and geologists warn that too much is now being pumped out, putting the entire region at risk. An expert climbing guide said Saturday that a coronavirus outbreak on Mount Everest has infected at least 100 climbers and staff. His report comes amid official Nepalese denials of a COVID-19 cluster on the world's highest peak. Lukas Furtenbach of Austria last week became the only prominent outfitter to halt his Everest expedition due to virus fears. He said one of his foreign guides and six Nepali Sherpa guides have tested positive. Nepalese mountaineering officials have denied there are any active cases this season among climbers and support staff at all base camps for the country's Himalayan mountains. Mountaineering was closed last year due to the pandemic. The approved release of three detainees locked up in Guantanamo Bay, Cuba for nearly two decades has raised expectations that President Joe Biden might try to close the notorious U.S. military prison. Nigeria's top-ranking army commander and other officers were killed when their plane crashed in bad weather in the country's north, according to officials. Golfer Phil Mickelson, chasing a historic sixth major title at the age of 50, shared the lead with South Africa's Louis Oosthuizen after the second round of the PGA Championship at Kiawah Island in the U.S. state of South Carolina. And the world's most prestigious architecture event, the Venice Architecture Biennale, opens for a six-month show exploring coexistence in a post-pandemic world. Via remote, I'm Laurel Bowman, reporting for VOA News.